Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. Garden produce is getting plentiful around the county, and we have lots of resources for getting your hands on produce and using the produce that you have. First of all, if you're not familiar and you have extra produce or you're looking for extra produce, I'd like to remind you about or invite you to check out the Grow Another Row Cass County Produce Sharing Program that we have set up here in Cass County. This is the second year of the Grow Another Row program, and we have sites set up around Cass County where produce can be dropped off or picked up throughout the summer growing season. If you'd like more information, you can pick up a list of those sites here at the Extension office. You can also find that information on the Cass County Extension website. Like I said, a variety of sites across Cass County where gardeners are welcome to donate any amount of extra produce they may have in their garden, and anyone who's looking for extra produce is welcome to pick it up. Many sites are also used as a garden exchange where you leave a little extra of one and pick up a little extra of another. The goal of the program is to make sure that no fresh produce goes to waste in Cass County, so we invite you to check out that resource and find a location near you to share or find produce in Cass County this growing season. Tomatoes are one of the items that are very much coming on right now, and a popular garden recipe this time of year is homemade salsa. Salsa can be made fresh or can be canned and preserved for later. We do have a publication through Extension that has safe, tested recipes. A few tips if you are making home salsa. All tomatoes used in home canned salsa should have some form of acid added to the recipe, like vinegar. This is because tomatoes may vary in acidity based on their type, growing conditions, climate, and location. Any tested recipe will include an amount of acid that you need to add to have a safe salsa. Acid may be added by adding vinegar or bottled lemon juice, and be sure to use the exact amount listed in the tested recipe and only use vinegar that is at least 5% acidity. Do not use homemade vinegar or fresh squeezed lemon juice, as the acidity level may vary and may change the recipe and make it unsafe. You should also use only firm, ripe tomatoes that have no spoiled parts or mold, as they will, number one, change the pH of the recipe, and number two, may cause the entire batch of salsa to mold. If you do add anything extra to your salsa, like peppers, onions, etc., any combination of peppers can be used, whether they're hot or sweet. However, the quantity cannot be altered in the recipe, and it's generally not safe to add too many other vegetables that are not listed in the recipe. Adding other vegetables can lower the acidity and, again, make the product unsafe. When you're using produce, always pick tomatoes that are fresh, firm, and ripe. The types of tomatoes will affect the consistency of the salsa. If you're using paste tomatoes, such as Roma or plum tomatoes, they will have a firmer flesh and produce a thicker salsa. If you're using large slicing tomatoes, they may produce a more liquid salsa. Similarly with peppers, you want to use only high-quality peppers that are free from marks and bruises. You can substitute hot peppers for sweet peppers and vice versa. And you can also use canned chilies in place of fresh if you don't have enough peppers in your garden. Hot peppers and finely chopped mild peppers usually do not need to be skinned before adding to salsa. If you have skin of long green chilies, that may be tougher after canning, so you may want to consider removing that. Again, the Extension publication, Preserve the Taste of Summer, that focuses on canning salsa, will provide directions for how to peel peppers and the proper amount of each ingredient to include in your salsa. Onions are another common ingredient in salsa. Red, yellow, and white onions may be substituted equally for each other, but you again do not want to increase the total amount of onions in any recipe. Dried herbs and spices can be altered as you wish for taste, but you should not add or increase the amount of fresh herbs or garlic before canning, again, as they will affect that acidity level. If you're looking for food preservation resources, we invite you to check out the ISU Extension website, Preserve the Taste of Summer. We have publications on a variety of topics, one specifically on canning and freezing tomatoes, one on canning fruits, one on canning vegetables, one specifically devoted to freezing fruits and vegetables, one on canning fruit spreads, canning pickles, canning salsa, and canning meats, poultry, wild game, and fish. You're also welcome to call the Iowa State University Extension answer line. That toll-free number is 800-262-3804. You can also visit the ISU Extension answer line website for frequently asked questions on food safety and preservation. That hotline is staffed during normal business hours Monday through Friday. There is a team of human sciences experts on staff to answer any of your food safety and food preservation questions at that site. And finally, we get a lot of questions about how to determine if a home canning recipe you received from friends or family, is that safe to use? Again, you may have home canning books and recipes considered family heirlooms or treasures, but they may not be safe to use. Be sure the canning book or recipe you use complies with up-to-date guidelines. Salsa recipes mix low-acid foods like onions and peppers with high-acid ingredients like tomatoes. You want to compare the ingredients of your recipe with one of the tested recipes. The amount of low-acid ingredients should not be more, or the amount of vinegar and lemon juice should not be less, to make sure the recipe is safe to process in a boiling water canner and be shelf-stable once you are done. Again, if you have questions on an older recipe, you can always call the Answer Line hotline, and they would be happy to help you evaluate that recipe for safety to make sure that you are making safe use of those family recipes. The Answer Line website also has some great resources for food preservation. Some of the recent post topics include the science of successfully gelling fruit spreads, also a recent post on potentially deadly canning mistakes, and answer to frequently asked questions on canning tomatoes, troubleshooting everything from floating tomatoes to loss of liquid during the canning process. I invite you to check out all of those resources. The Cass County Master Gardeners will also be at Produce in the Park this week in downtown Atlantic, handing out Extension canning and preservation resources. So a great time of year overall to get your hands on some fresh produce and learn how to can and preserve that produce for enjoying it later in the year as well. Of course, all this information and more can be found on the Cass County Extension website, on our Facebook page where we share lots of tips and resources. You can also follow the Cass County Master Gardeners on Facebook for upcoming events. Give our office a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.